Welcome to Soulful Insights, where we empower women to reclaim their truth, heal emotional wounds, and break free from the chains of control through spiritual sovereignty. I'm your host, Tandy, and I'm honored to be here with you today, guiding you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, and deep transformation. What if the key to healing your deepest wounds wasn't found in traditional therapy, years of self-help work, or even conscious effort, but in the power of your subconscious mind? What if trauma could be rewired at its root, effortlessly dissolving the emotional weight that has held you back for years? The truth is, trauma is not just an emotional experience. It's a neurological imprint, a deeply ingrained pattern in the subconscious mind that shapes how we think, feel, and respond to the world. And hypnotherapy is one of the most powerful tools for unlocking, rewiring, and releasing these patterns, not just on a mental level, but at an energetic and spiritual level as well. I have experienced this in my own life, and that is why I went through training as a hypnotherapist, because I found the most profound life-changing healing through hypnotherapy. And I have been through a lot of things. I went through traditional therapy about 20 years ago. I went through traditional antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications, to ketamine journeys, to everything under the sun. And this was one of the most powerful methods that I used. And that's why I want to talk today about hypnotherapy. And I want to reiterate here that not all hypnotherapy is the same. And so you definitely need to vet out your hypnotherapist. I do offer spiritual coaching and hypnotherapy sessions. So if you are really interested in that after listening to this episode, please contact me. You can email me or contact me, direct message me on social media. My social media account is at Tandy Hartle on Instagram, and I would love to help you. But let's dive into today's episode. So we're going to talk first about the science and spirituality of trauma healing through hypnotherapy. We're going to explore how trauma is stored in the subconscious mind and why it continues to affect us long after the event has passed. It is also stored in the body. I realize that somatics are amazing as well, but we're not talking about that today. So the science behind hypnosis and how it bypasses the critical mind and allows deep healing to take place. We'll talk about powerful techniques that are used in hypnotherapy to release emotional pain, to reprogram limiting beliefs. We can work with addictive patterns, overeating, trauma, all those things. So we'll also talk about the spiritual aspects of hypnosis, including connecting with your higher self or deep soul alignment, practical ways that you can use self-hypnosis, breath work, and subconscious reprogramming to support your own healing journey. So whether you've struggled with childhood trauma, emotional wounds, subconscious fears, phobias, even addictive patterns that seem impossible to break, this episode will open your eyes to the limitless potential of your mind and how you can use it to create profound healing and transformation. So get comfortable, take a deep breath, grab a cup of coffee or green tea, and let's explore the incredible healing power of hypnotherapy, the subconscious mind, and spiritual awakening. So let's begin. We're going to start with the science behind trauma and the subconscious mind. Trauma is not just an emotional wound. It has so many other components. It is stored in the body, we do know that, but it is also creates a neurological imprint that gets stored in the limbic system and the nervous system. When trauma isn't fully processed, it stays locked in the subconscious, triggering emotional and physical responses long after the event. So a lot of you that have experienced this will know there are things that you might see or hear or anything like that that will trigger a physical response or an emotional response for years after the event. And a lot of us see these as a negative, these responses, these triggers. But your subconscious mind is actually trying to protect you from harm. It's not trying to harm you at all. The subconscious mind is seeing whatever that trigger is as similar to the threat that you initially had that caused the trauma in the first place. And it's creating anxiety and emotions and trying to get you away from that. It's trying to create a pattern of a positive intention. So think of your subconscious mind like a very well-intentioned toddler. I'm going to give you an example. So let's say you have this darling little 3-year-old who's found a box of crayons and starts to draw all over the walls, believing that she is drawing a beautiful picture for you, and she's so proud of it. Now, when you walk in the room, your first reaction is not that this 3-year-old just drew you a beautiful picture on the wall. Your reaction is that this toddler has made a mess all over the walls and now you have to clean them. Well, your subconscious mind is just like this toddler. When it finds a way to solve a problem that seems to work, even if it's only temporary and even if it doesn't necessarily have a positive result in the end, for example, if you overeat, it numbs that painful emotion in the beginning, but the end result is not something that you want. But your subconscious mind is like, hey, this is distracting us from this pain, so it works. And so it continues to offer that same solution over and over and over again. And that's why sometimes you'll end up doing something that seems out of character for you, or something that you really don't want to keep doing. Because the subconscious mind has found a path to numb out whatever this is. It's found something that it sees as a solution. And so it's going to keep offering that solution. And that neural pathway is going to get really strong to where you almost feel like your reaction is not within your control. Have any of you ever actually felt like that? I bet you have. Most of us have felt like, I don't even feel like I wanted that or I was consciously doing it. I don't want to overeat. I don't want to drink too much or whatever it is. But time and time again, you keep going to that. It's because your subconscious mind, that's the pathway that it takes. Hypnotherapy helps your subconscious mind find a healthier, better way. We still want the positive intention that it's trying to create, but let's find a healthier way to get there. And sometimes when the subconscious mind thinks it's found a solution, there are consequences. But the subconscious mind finds the quickest way out of those painful emotions or that painful situation or whatever it is. You may end up with ruminating thoughts. It's your brain trying to find to solve for something. You may have addictive behaviors. You may have phobias as a result of trauma, all kinds of things. All of which are an effort to protect you from harm. But in reality, they are probably causing you harm or causing distress or being disruptive to relationships or whatever. So when we look at traditional therapy, it's a very slow process because you have to try to get past the gatekeeper, which is your conscious mind. This is why traditional therapy, you will spend thousands upon thousands of dollars and hours and hours and hours trying to fight with your conscious mind in order to find healthier ways of doing things. It's slow and oftentimes it never gets you there. Hypnotherapy is much simpler. It's also more profound because it bypasses the conscious mind. The conscious mind is using logic and reason, and it thinks that because we've had this problem for 5-10 years, it's going to take us a long time, and it thinks in linear terms. But if we bypass that, it allows us to reprogram the subconscious mind's response, which gives a faster and more permanent solution. Because we don't have the gatekeeper. We love the gatekeeper. We need the conscious mind. But in this situation, the battle is tedious and slow, if that's the process that we're taking. Trauma is not just something we remember. It's something we store. It is stored in the body. It is stored in the mind. It lives in the subconscious mind, in the nervous system, and even the body's cellular memory. When I say in your body, it shapes how we think, how we react, and how we experience life. Even long after the traumatic event has passed, the subconscious mind continues to replay and reinforce that emotional imprint of that experience without us even realizing it. It reacts to certain things that come up in our life that it thinks are within that same pattern. When a traumatic event occurs, the brain's limbic system, specifically the amygdala, which processes fear, and the hippocampus, which encodes memory, go into survival mode. Instead of processing the event like a normal memory, the subconscious freezes in time, attaching emotions like fear, anxiety, shame, or helplessness to similar situations that happen in the future. And I know this has happened for me when I found myself in a situation where something looked similar to the traumatic situation I had, and I automatically started just uncontrollably crying, even though it was just a normal daily experience. This is a prime example of how my subconscious mind saw something that looked familiar to that traumatic event, and an emotional response occurred. The conscious mind can sometimes forget or rationalize trauma, but the subconscious does not. So we're not always consciously thinking about it, is what I'm saying. You're not consciously thinking about that situation for the next 40 years, right? But the subconscious mind always has a file on that. So you may have repetitive or ruminating negative thoughts. I know I've gotten into, that was one of the things with trauma that was so difficult for me, was the ruminating thoughts about the situation over and over and over and over again. And it would create anxiety and even panic attacks that were almost unbearable at times. And that is where hypnotherapy came in. And I remember after my hypnotherapy session, I got to the end of the day and it was like, I completely forgot about ruminating thoughts. I didn't have a single one. It was just like, it was a switch that just switched it off. You may have emotional triggers or even physical symptoms in response to triggers. They're all signs of stored trauma at a deep subconscious level. The body reacts as if the trauma is still happening, creating cycles of stress, emotional reactivities, self-sabotaging behaviors. Well, and part of this is also the subconscious mind, right? The subconscious mind and the body are kind of reacting together. Traditional therapy focuses on talking about trauma at a conscious level, like we talked about earlier, but the root of the trauma is deeper. It's below the logic. And that's why trying to use reason and logic with the conscious mind just doesn't get there. You might get a reduction of your anxiety, or you may function a little bit better, but at the end of the day, it does not ever fully resolve. We need to go below the awareness, below the logic, into the subconscious mind, where all possibilities are available. And this is where hypnotherapy becomes one of the most effective tools for true healing. And this is true for your addictive behaviors, your smoking, for example, or overeating, even for ruminating thoughts, phobias, all of these things, because we are working with the subconscious mind. Why hypnotherapy works is because the subconscious is highly suggestible and deeply emotional. It's where beliefs, habits, emotional responses are formed. Let's think about it this way. When you dream at night, you are more right brain dominant, more subconscious, right? You're not fully conscious when you're dreaming. What are your dreams like? Are they logical, sequential, and they completely make sense? No. The conscious mind is going to put things in boxes and organize things, and it's logical and it's reasonable. But when we get into the subconscious mind, it's crazy. your dreams are all over the place. They don't make sense. They're chaotic. It's because in your subconscious mind, all possibilities are there, which is amazing. That's why we want to work with the subconscious. We work with the subconscious to say, hey, you know what? I understand that you're trying to help me and protect me, but how about let's find a healthier way to solve this problem? The subconscious is highly suggestible and it will find a way. It wants to solve for the problem. It wants to get the positive intention. It when you are feeling the anxiety, when you are feeling triggered, when you are feeling something, it just is an automatic, let's get to the positive intention. So let's give it one that's positive and doesn't have any negative consequences. So in a hypnotic state, the mind moves from the logical thinking mind into lower brainwaves, like theta brainwaves, into deep relaxation, a state that you would be in when you're in meditation. And that allows us to access the subconscious mind. We bypass the critical mind. Oftentimes, the conscious mind will defend deep-rooted mental blocks and beliefs that were formed from the trauma. And hypnosis gently dissolves those barriers, making it easier to access and heal the wounds. We also can rewire the emotional responses. Subconscious doesn't recognize time. So it doesn't care that you've had a phobia for 20 years. It doesn't matter. It doesn't know what time is. It's the same as if it was yesterday. So if we try to find a more positive intention, it's like, okay, let's do that. It doesn't recognize time. So hypnotherapy allows us to go back to the root event, change the emotional imprint. Basically, it's like we're just going to take that file out and update the experience to a more empowered state. Or we're going to take that file out and we're going to find another positive way to get to where the brain is trying to go. And it allows emotional release at the source. Instead of managing symptoms and trying to argue with the conscious mind, hypnosis guides the subconscious to resolve trauma at its deepest level, preventing it from resurfacing later on in different forms. That's what we're looking for. We can't just say, you know what, or stop smoking. Just stop doing that. If your subconscious mind thinks that smoking is giving us the positive intention that we're looking for, that release of stress or whatever, that's good. The subconscious mind doesn't understand that smoking is harming your body. So we can't just say stop that because it still needs a positive way to solve for this issue. So what we're doing through hypnotherapy is saying, that's okay. You know, I understand that this is where we were going, but let's find a more positive way to get the same positive intention in a healthier way. Subconscious can't tell the difference between reality and imagination. That's why unlimited possibilities are there. It's also why traumatic memories still feel so real years later. But this also means that hypnosis can introduce new empowering experiences, or at least new empowering ways to replace the old trauma responses, allowing healing to occur without reliving the pain. And I think that's really important. You don't have to sit down and talk to me about all of the things that happened and all. It does matter because it hurt you, but in healing, we don't need to relive that. We are just going to train your brain to find a healthier way to manage this. Through specific trauma-focused hypnotic techniques, individuals can detach from the old emotional wounds, reclaim their personal power, rewrite the subconscious patterns that have kept them stuck. That's the powerful part of this. This process is not just psychological, it's deeply transformative on an emotional, energetic, and spiritual level, on a mental level. It hits it all. So I want to explore how hypnotherapy can be used to guide trauma survivors into deep healing using rapid induction techniques, regression therapies, and subconscious reprogramming. So we've talked about how trauma isn't just because you remember something, and how the conscious mind is logical, analytical. And the other problem with working with the conscious mind when we're doing, if you are doing traditional therapy, is it's resistant to change. It's a stubborn little bugger. It wants to hold on to what is familiar. It will often defend its beliefs, even if those beliefs are not good for you. I see this all the time in people coming out of high demand religions and dealing with family members when they come out of high demand religions. People hold really tightly to their beliefs that make them feel safe. And that makes sense. But that resistance to change makes it really difficult to argue with the conscious mind about trauma and self-sabotaging behaviors. The subconscious mind is emotionally driven. It's highly suggestible. And it is where the majority of our patterns actually come from. We aren't consciously choosing a lot of this stuff. It's just a subconscious pattern that's been created because of default programming when you were a child, trauma, all of those things. And this is why traditional methods of trauma healing, which primarily engage the conscious mind, fall short of fully resolving the deeply rooted pain and the patterns that are a result of that trauma. But hypnotherapy offers a direct path to the subconscious. So we can access this more malleable, open part of your brain where it can be safely accessed, rewired, and released. Unlike conventional approaches that rely on rational processing and a lot of times rely on coping mechanisms, we don't want to cope with life. We want to be happy. We want to feel free. And hypnosis allows you to bypass that mental resistance and engage with the emotional, energetic core of this, the malleable part of you that creates these pathways. And we're just going to say, hey, we're just going to take a different way, not the rocky, bumpy way. I mean, that rocky, bumpy way gets the result. It numbs the emotion. That's not what we're looking for. We want this smooth, happy, downhill path, and we can create that in the subconscious mind. Your conscious mind overanalyzes doubts, suppresses emotions, stresses about the time and all of that. So by hypnosis, we remove this resistance. We remove the doubts, the overanalyzing, all of that part of the mind. That all stands in your way. And every time you go to therapy, what stands in the way? The resistance, the doubts. The subconscious doesn't differentiate between past and present. It doesn't argue with you. It's just, you know, A to B. But traumatic memories can still trigger those intense reactions years later. And trying to argue with the conscious mind, it's in a lot of ways, a losing battle. But through hypnosis, these old patterns will just neutralize. Also, we can rewire the neural pathways. Studies show that hypnotherapy lowers stress hormones, reduces PTSD symptoms, and creates new neural pathways that reinforce emotional safety, resilience, and inner peace. It's not about erasing memories. So it's not like when I say we're going to take that file out, it's not like I'm going in and erasing things so that you don't have memories and when we work with the subconscious mind, there is resistance to a certain extent because we are working with you. We are allowing your mind to come up with the new, healthier way. I'm not telling you what to do in a session. I'm allowing your subconscious to find the best healthy way for you. But as we find a healthier way, it detaches that emotional charge from these experiences. It allows the mind and the body to move forward without being trapped in cycles. Cycles of self-sabotage, fear, pain, anxiety. We move beyond those cycles and we find new, healthier ways and states of being. It's what makes it very powerful. So let's look at what happens when the mind enters a hypnotic state. When in hypnosis, the brain, like I said, moves from the active thinking process into deeper states like theta brainwaves. This allows you a level of heightened suggestibility because the subconscious becomes more open and it allows old wounds to be released, or we can speak directly to the subconscious mind and working with it directly. So this is a state that you enter into when you're daydreaming, when you're meditating, or right before you fall asleep. So a lot of people think that, a lot of people are afraid because they think that they're going to be out of control. It's like you're completely unconscious and someone is doing something that you're not aware of. That's not the case at all. It's more of a state of a daydreamy kind of meditating state. And this is intentionally deepened to create the gateway for the access to the subconscious mind. The filter of the conscious mind fades, and then allowing healing suggestions to reach the subconscious directly. And this is where the real healing happens, where old fear-based programming is dissolved. And profound shifts can occur on an emotional neural pathway, mental level. And I know a lot of trauma survivors struggle with feeling stuck in cycles. The ruminating thoughts, the triggers, the anxiety. This is the subconscious still operating from a survival-based pattern rooted in the past. And it thinks that it is getting a positive intent out of it. It's protecting you. You're anxious so that you can protect yourself from the threat. We're always seeing a threat. We're always getting this anxiety. But by working with the hypnotic state and the subconscious mind, we can safely and gently, without triggering overwhelming emotional distress, release that pattern and guide the mind to release these old loops and replace them with healthier ways of reaching that same positive intention. And this creates lasting change, rewiring neural pathways at their deepest level. So as we move forward in this episode, I want to talk a little bit more about techniques to help individuals reclaim their inner strength, peace, and sovereignty. So why I believe trauma and a lot of these things are best addressed with hypnosis, like anxiety, phobias, a lot of these things, even addictions. Because like I said, working at the conscious level is painfully slow. And my experience with hypnotherapy, so I had been searching for a lot of things, and I received relief from meditation journeys and a lot of other things, but I had deep trauma. And a lot of things are very surfacey for people that have deep level traumas. And so I started with a beginning 2-month beginner's hypnotherapy training. And after that training, I was so desperate for relief from incessant 24/7 ruminating thoughts. They were tormenting me. These were ruminating thoughts about trauma. And realized I had gone through my beginner training at this point of hypnotherapy. So I had a basic understanding. I wouldn't say I was advanced or, you know, ready to be fully certified as a hypnotherapist at this point. But I was desperate. So I made a recording. a self-hypnosis recording. It was about 24 minutes long. And to be honest with you, I was pretty skeptical whether this would work because my skills were still only at a beginner level. And I had tried so many other things that only provided temporary relief. Sometimes that relief lasted months, but it just wasn't enough. And I thought, 24 minutes, really? Is 24 minutes going to release me from the deepest, most painful trauma, ruminating thoughts that are next level, almost unbearable at times? But I was willing to try anything. So I put in my earbuds and I'm on a couch that's in my office and I'm home by myself and I go through this beautiful hypnotherapy session. It's, you know, I get up, I feel really calm, it feels really good, and I go about my day. And then I realize in that evening, I hadn't had a single ruminating thought that day. And I was shocked because it was like I almost forgot. I completely forgot about it. I didn't even think about it. And then days went by. And there were moments I would stop and realize I hadn't had any ruminating thoughts for days now. And then weeks went by. And there'd be one here or there. But they weren't ruminating. It would just be a painful thought. And it would pass and I would forget about it. It wouldn't ruminate. And as I went through this, I was completely sold on hypnotherapy. It was life-changing for me. And so I enrolled into a study program to become a clinical hypnotherapist. That is how it started for me. And that is why I wanted to share this with you, because I want you to understand and want to give people options in their healing. And I think a lot of us, this is not something that we're very familiar with. We're always familiar with the traditional ways of doing things. And our brains really like that familiarity. But at the end of the day, we really need to open our minds. So I want to talk a little bit about the techniques. Not that it matters a whole lot, but I'm just going to give you a couple of kind of ideas. Trauma survivors often struggle with overactive thoughts and emotional resistance. And so we can use instant inductions to bypass the analytical mind, which helps clients quickly access that state. And this is done through focused attention, deep relaxation, and a rapid shift in consciousness. This one, and it depends on the individual what we would use. We also have deepest levels of healing where we may use this for, depending on the level of anxiety, depending on the state that the individual is in. We may use deeper states of consciousness. There are different levels that we can take you to depending on where you are and in your phobia. It's not the time frame. So it's not like, oh, I've had this for 20 years, so I need all these sessions and I need all this stuff. That's not how it works. But I may also give some just suggestions for empowerment afterwards, not because you need to do anything after to make it stick or anything like that. But we want to shift from the victimhood and the pain into sovereignty and allow your life to change and creating plans for that to happen. The subconscious continues processing and healing after the session ends. And so it's really, really good to, while you're open in that way after that healing session, to make changes in your life. Hypnosis is a portal to higher wisdom. Many people experience deep intuition, spiritual insights, and spiritual guidance during hypnosis, and it depends on the intention of the session. But the subconscious mind acts as a bridge to the soul, accessing divine wisdom and deeper inner knowing. And trauma often disconnects us from our true essence. As we go through hypnotherapy sessions directed at trauma and healing, negative default belief systems and patterns that are melting away, you'll find that your spiritual senses begin to awaken you'll find a stronger connection to your higher self, the essence of who you are, and you will be able to live as your authentic self, which is what we were really here to be. It allows you to reconnect with those higher parts of yourself with more clarity and peace and a new perspective on your life journey. So in conclusion, I want to say, remind you, trauma is stored in the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is always trying to find a positive intention. So it may not, the way that it's trying to get to that positive intention might not always be end up in a positive result in the end, but it is trying to ease that anxiety or that panic or whatever it is that you're feeling in the quickest way possible. Hypnotherapy is one of the fastest and most effective methods for trauma release and reprogramming. And it allows for deep transformation, emotional release, and also spiritual reconnection, which can be really powerful. There are definitely guided hypnosis recordings for relaxation and emotional release. That might be a good entry point. For some people, they are not going to give you the profound benefits for deeper issues. But if you are interested, contact me if you would like to work one-on-one with me. I do have a few spots open for hypnosis or spiritual coaching. You can contact me at awaken@tandyhartle.com. And let me know that you're interested and we can connect that way. You can also direct message me on my Instagram @TandyHartle. Follow Soulful Insights for more episodes on healing, empowerment, and spiritual sovereignty. Your subconscious is the key to your healing. Unlock it and step into the freedom that is always yours. Until next time.